This is Chris with NeoStar Promotions, and I'm here with As Cities Fall. All right, if you guys can, say what your names are and if what instrument you play and if you do vocals as well.
I'm Ryan. I play guitar and do backup vocals.
I'm Vinny. I play drums.
I'm Justin. I play bass and I do backup vocals.
I'm Josh and I sing.
Very nice. So how did you guys get together?
Originally, it was Ryan and myself. One day started a band and we were doing that for a little while. After a lot of member changes, Josh was added to the lineup, and the last person added was Justin. And yeah, and then we went through some troubles, and we had a name change, and that was about a year ago, Okay. And the rest is kind of history.
Cool. All right, so you guys recently played a Battle of the Bands at Parkland High School, but it resulted in an altercation. What happened?
No comment.
No. Okay, no comment?
Yeah.
All right.
They turned off our microphones, and it was kind of like, we felt really offended because it was just like...
They turned us off because we were just screaming, and we were heavier than what normally they get
so
to hear.
So we got mad, and we yelled a little.
Well, they started yelling first.
Things were taken out of context, and tempers rose, and things were said on both parties that shouldn't have been said, and the rest is, in the past. Yeah.
So clearly they didn't understand what you guys were doing.
No. Not at all.
So you guys have had a pretty impressive roster of bands that you've shared the stage with. Who would you say, which one is your favorite, or which ones were your favorites to play with?
Mine was Stick to Your Guns and Silverstein.
Stick to Your Guns.
Very nice.
Both my two favorite bands, so heavy influences of mine.
Mine was either the Talk Talk show a few weeks ago or one of the many Blood on the Dance Floor shows.
Oh my God.
And the reasons for that was the Attack Attack show, that's one of my all-time favorite bands. Cool. And for the Blood on the Dance Floor show, the crowd reactions are just amazing. And it's just really good to feel that you actually connect with people.
Nice.
So
I think my favorite's got to be Close Your Eyes. Just those guys are just the nicest group of people ever. They'll sit there and talk to you about music for hours and just what you're doing and give you advice, real advice. That's awesome. Which I really appreciated.
Mine are similar. Stick to Your Guns, Silverstein, Close Your Eyes. I really liked Amur, but I never met them. I just liked their music. When we played with them, it was awesome. And that's it, yeah.
One of our favorite coming up, though, is definitely the one next week. Because mine, Trivium. Right. Trivium is one of my favorite bands from years and years and years.
I like them a lot. Awesome. Motionless in White was really good. At All-Star Tour.
Cool.
Yeah, right now I'm just going to plug. It's next Saturday.
Yes.
Next Saturday, March 31st, As Cities Fall, we'll be playing Reckless Fest with Asking Alexandria, Trivium, Chelsea Grin, Sea Stars, Motionless in White, and Attila, and many, many others. But don't forget to check it out. I don't know if it's sold out, but probably.
It's probably going to be in the next couple days.
Yeah.
It's over 3/4 of the way sold out, which is cool because the place holds 8,000 to 10,000 people, and it's over 3/4 of the way sold out. So
it's going to be awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
And the tickets are what, 25?
Yeah.
Right. Which is awesome.
So if you're listening to this, definitely check that out. All right, next question. though currently unsigned, are there any labels that you'd like to be signed to?
Fearless?
We've always been a do-it-yourself band.
Yeah.
For right now, I know for a personal goal for me, we're looking more for a management right now to help us get to the next level and not as much of a label. That's just for me personally.
A booking agent.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody to help us out with that kind of stuff.
Sure.
We're very a workhorse band, and
it'd be nice to have a little bit of help with the booking and running of stuff.
Yeah.
To learn as we go before we get into the label process. You got to learn as much as you can.
I think if we were going to be on a label, though, I'd really want
either like Epitaph
yeah.
or like Fearless Records.
I would want Fueled by Ramen because that's Paramore and Fallout Boy. So
they need to change it up.
Yeah.
At this point.
Or Atlantic or Atlantic Records, and we could play with like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. Yeah, I'd be
that'd be awesome.
Know,
we
yeah.
fit right in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you really never know.
Yeah.
So. Your fans really love you, and As Cities Fall truly loves their fans and goes out of their way to thank them all. Do you guys think that that's something that's been lost with a lot of musicians these days?
Yes, without a doubt, yes. Yeah. Without a doubt.
I don't want to make anyone upset by saying my opinion, as always.
Say
but
whatever you want, man.
I think that a lot of the bands that are big, like right now, no one's doing it for like the right reason at all. And it's just like
they forget where they started almost.
Yeah, and there's no like real, it's kind of just like everybody just wants money,
which is a part of it. I mean, you got to make a living when you're living out of your van in a Walmart parking lot sleeping there every night, but at the same time you can't forget your roots and like the people that got you started.
I feel that it's something that it's not that people don't care, it's just that it gets lost because mm-hmm. It's so hectic. Like every day you meet new people, every day you see new faces. It's not that you don't forget the people who help. It's just that it's just very hard to keep in touch with those people. And on every CD, there's always, you know, the big list of people that they like to thank. And they always thank the bands that helped them get places. They always thank their parents and stuff like that, which is great. But I just feel that a lot of the people who really come out to every single show, like all the local shows, I just feel it gets lost in the mix. And, you know, that's nobody's fault. That's just, you know, part of life. But, yeah.
I agree with all of them, like, cool. pretty much along those lines. So,
all right, this is a kind of late question, a couple months out of here, but what were your favorite albums of 2011? Or just album, if you have only one.
That's a hard one. 2011. I would have to say Stick to Your Guns, The Hope Division.
That came out in 2011?
I mean, that might have been 2010, but it was close to 2011. I mean, that album was awesome. Yeah, but Born either that or obviously, like I said before, with my favorite bands that we played with, Silverstein.
Oh, yeah.
That Rescue, that came out in 2011. That was a great album.
As far as me, I'm not really sure what albums I listened to came out in 2011, to be honest. I switch my music interests a lot. And, yeah, a lot. Yeah, they laugh at that because it's true. So, honestly, I just, whatever I'm influenced at the time, like, that's just my favorite albums.
If you don't have a favorite, that's cool, too. Yeah.
I think probably two of mine would be the new Texas one that came out in 2011, Texas in July. And then, probably a Mirror Speaker of the Dead album. I like those. I'm more into the heavier stuff, I guess. Fuck you.
I don't know. I don't think it was 2011, but Circus Survive, Blue Sky Noise.
That might have been 2010, but
I don't know. And
they did come out with a new album. Well, that's very recently, but yeah. It was this year.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Really?
Or at the end of 2000? Was that the end of 2011?
I don't know. Sure. I'm not sure. And then,
I was thinking Anthony Green.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he came out with a new CD,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. And then, on the other opposite spectrum, I really like the Motionless in White CD.
Oh, did that come out?
Yeah, I think it did.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll go with that one.
Cool. Creatures, yeah.
I did think of one from 2011. It was the We the King Smile Kid album.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, like, the really poppy stuff, and I love the feeling that they put in, like, They spend time writing their music and they make it caught in your head and they put all their emotions into it. I like that. It's a little bit different than the whole like darker side. It's more of the light, like, hey, I like you and I want to be your new friend kind of music. And it's different than I'm gonna put your face to the curb and smash it in and being Jesus in the music video.
I wonder who that's about.
I hate you.
All right, so with summer just around the corner, what does the rest of 2012 look like? Any big tours you've got planned besides Reckless Fest?
We're planning a lot for over the summer. We want to do some tours, like,
all up and down the
maybe,
East Coast.
Yeah, up and down, maybe down to Florida even.
Sweet.
we really want to do like a week or 2 weeks with like three like
power locals,
like close friends, like okay. bands, like that. I mean, we just did the Weekend Warrior thing last week, and it was fun. It's just, I don't know. We really want to just kind of go on our own and kind of see how it is, like with just us, and just go do it.
I think for more of a, like a booker standpoint, because I do most of the booking, I'm looking at more of a hit up venues we haven't been to in a long time. There's a lot of venues we haven't been to, like Mannheim, we haven't been out there in a long time. I want to hit up those venues, and I also want to try making it down farther south a little bit.
Yeah.
One plan that we do have is to go back into the studio, and we want to record a new EP. We were throwing around some names for places to go into. One of the studios we got accepted into was a Wade Studios down in Florida,
okay.
which is where Data Remember records. We are accepted into there. That might be something that we decide to do. The other one that we're trying to get into is 456 Studios and Machine Shop. So if those work out, you know, that's where we're going. That's definitely, I know, one of my plans are hit up new venues, hit up old venues, and try and get out there and meet some people.
Cool.
Definitely.
All right. Last question. For fans right now or for future fans, how can people hear your music?
Pretty much like Facebook or any of the networking sites.
Yeah, any like, major download site like iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Spotify,
Napster?
I don't know. Pretty much any major download site.
Yeah.
Or just come out to a show and get the EP.
We also make like half of the EP downloadable on Reverb Nation. We also, even for people who maybe have internet problems because with the economy nowadays, we also try and get out to the mall every other week and hand out CDs to people who can't make it out to shows or maybe can't swing the money. It might be tight. But yeah, like I said, all those things, iTunes is definitely the new one for us. And even with PayPal account, we can do it all over the internet. So it's the internet wonder.
Cool.
All right, well, I was talking with As Cities Fall. Do you guys have anything else to add before?
Look forward to some different styles
in the new stuff.
In our newer songs.
Cool. Trying to branch out a little bit, go from a lot heavier to a lot poppier, trying to make a wide range. So we try and make it that at least one person can connect to at least one song. So we're doing our best.
Very cool.
We're also working on a lot of acoustic stuff right now. Awesome. We don't know if it's going to be under As Cities Fall or something else, but it's we have a lot of good stuff coming. So yeah.
Very cool. Well, I was talking with As Cities Fall, and they're working hard, and they're sharing their love. And hopefully you can share your love right back and listen to their music. They have their EP out. Get their music on iTunes, like they said, and any other major downloadable site. If you're in the area for Reckless Fest, check that out, March 31st. It's $25. And support your local music.
See what they